DJ.
Tens of thousands on my right, thousands by my side. War between good and evil, watching our fists collide. Battle for our freedom now, to the streets we ride. Flags waving all around, pages full of pride. This is where we make a stand, no more give or take.
They want to use violence on Americans. We want freedom. We want peace. We want freedom. We want peace. We want freedom. We want peace.
Defend the Constitution, many warriors avow. Casting down any among us who have bucked and cow. Enough with tyranny, we come to take our country back. For all citizens, white, red, brown, or black. Return her to a form of glory, fix the bloody crack on the crown. Fetch it down, it's going down.
My mama told me, yeah, she warned me that this day would come. I'm like my father, go to combat with the blazing guns. I survived that, then I came back to the place I'm from, to face off all these haters and the battle in the place I love. You can't break me down, I'm indivisible. You still see my raps if I was invisible.
That pepper spray tastes like chicken.
All right, folks, we are at it again. Episode 31 of Freedom Unchained. I am your infamous host, Joseph Thomas, also known as Pi and On, ready to break the chains off freedom, expose truth, speak truth to power, because we are bringing you the stories directly from those that are involved in January 6th. This is stuff that you are not going to hear on the lamestream, mainstream propaganda media, because it is the truth from the words of those that are in the middle of it. You might hear from one source, now you have a chance to hear from another, and as we always say, you can now make your own conclusions instead of being told how to think. Ooh, oh, so radical. Today's guest was one of the first people arrested for January 6th. Inside the Capitol for about 2 minutes is a woman of faith who has had her life destroyed. Her story is compelling, her strength is admirable, and her positive attitude is inspiring. Hope you enjoy. As American as apple pie, as American as peanut butter and banana with a little bit of honey. Based out of South Carolina, America first, American made, America grown, American harvested, no communist bees guaranteed, makehoneygreatagain.com. It helps keep America's working, it makes freedom taste oh so sweet. Completely raw honey, wildflower, not clover, because you don't need luck to find this good honey. makehoneygreatagain.com. Give the Donald a squeeze. Why do I say that? Because the bottle looks like Donald J. Trump. MakeHoneyGreatAgain.com. Use the promo code FREEDOM. Let them know that Pi sent you that little sweet deal that you're looking for to start your day, to brighten your day, and to maybe even make a pie for your leftist friend. Build some bridges. And then when they say, ooh, this pie tastes so great, show them the Donald Trump bottle. Collectors. And watch their head explode. A little love and unity. Sweeten the deal to help build bridges with those that might not agree that the orange man is the sweetest deal to come in 2024. MakeHoneyGreatAgain.com, promo code FREEDOM. All of us standing under the same banner of freedom, we are here to give a proud salute to Miss Jenna Ryan, a fellow J6er out here speaking truth and being a shining light in this dark, dark world. Thank you for coming on, Miss Jenna Ryan. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. I'm so honored to be on your program.
Well, the honor's all ours, ma'am. You have been very outspoken on Twitter, and I admire everything that you're doing. You're on the front, being a thorn in the side of the establishment to keep truth out there in the eyes of those that need to see it, and that is a truly noble cause, ma'am.
Thank you.
For my audience, those that are not in the Cool Kids Club, to know exactly who you are, give us a little bit of background, Miss Jenna Ryan.
Okay, so I am someone who went to the Capitol just to go to the rally, went to the DC to go to a rally in the private jet, and the media made a huge deal about the private jet and turned me into an entitled, you know, just a lot of bad words they called me, and I was attacked virulently online, and I was one of the first people to be arrested. And I was attacked by millions of trolls and thousands of articles. My video footage went viral. They used my video footage on the Congress floor to try to impeach Trump. They raided my house, and it was recorded. I think it was live. I'm pretty sure it was on live television. It was a show. It was the beginning of the show. They used my stuff to kind of kick things off. The first thing I noticed when I got, so I didn't even, I went in the Capitol for 2 minutes and 8 seconds. I walked in and I said, Jesus, Jesus, and turned around and walked out. There was a policeman standing about 2 feet from me, waving people in almost like a Walmart greeter. And you know, it was very peaceful where I was. I wasn't there until about 45 minutes after everything occurred. All the other stuff occurred because I had asked everybody to go back to the hotel. So that kind of kept us from being in those places. But I did walk in. I was loud. I have a very loud mouth, and I'm very patriotic, and I believe in protesting, and I believe in standing up for what you believe in. And it was a beautiful day to me to see all the beautiful patriots there. And then later I live streamed everything. And later I, you know, continued to live stream everyone. I didn't want to get knocked in. I didn't want to get, what do you call it? Sprayed with that foggy stuff. So I walked away from that, the bombing, the foggy smoke bombs or whatever. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be back over here, y'all. So I walked away. And the place where I was standing, I just started just thanking patriots for the ones that got sprayed. I was like, thank y'all. So I was thinking that this was something that was like the 1960s that I had seen on TV. I felt like it was a protest, and I had no clue whatsoever that it was illegal or that I was doing anything illegal. That was not even, I mean, I was just very concerned about our country. I was standing up for our country. And then the story is very, very long, but I went through hell. I was canceled from society. I was canceled from PayPal. And then they contacted CBS News 30 minutes later, and all my fundraising was halted, and I was turned into a grifter. And, you know, I would have raised a lot of money like some of the other people so that I could defend myself, but I was unable to fundraise. They destroyed my name. I had to change my name to sell real estate and survive. I'm a single woman, and I'm provide for myself. My mom was dying, and my mom passed away during this whole process. And then I was totally and completely attacked online. That's the biggest, I could go on. It's so horrible, and it may not be as horrible as some of the other people have experienced. However, it's very similar because being ostracized, and I understand just the whole backwardsness of the situation, because they were bold-faced lying about me and making things up about me and trying to get me to lose my business. And I just changed my name, and I ended up, you know, surviving through that. Then at the very end, they caught me saying something, you know, they went through all of my social media for my whole life looking for something racist. And they really couldn't find hardly anything. They found something where I was talking about the Holocaust because I was concerned, but they tried to turn it into like I'm a Nazi, and it didn't work. I mean, well, it was horrible anyway. So then they caught me saying something else, and then they made it into a headline as if I'm somebody I'm not. And so the judge found out about it, and I was supposed to just get a 90 days in in-home confinement or something like that. That's where they were headed. But once they, you know, saw my tweet, then I heard that the judge was angry and I was in big trouble. Now they were asking for prison, then I got a new prosecutor. And I went ahead and pled guilty immediately. Like, I said, okay, I'm guilty for walking in and walking out. I'm sorry. It was like, I felt like it was a traffic ticket. I thought it was ridiculous. And because I, you know, it's just not how you do things. You don't just go and get people that, you know, if you don't get them there, you don't go track them down and put red circles around them and put them on what is, you know, like a terrorist list. And I haven't even had a traffic ticket in 10 years. And, you know, that's so dumb. And it was just all dumb. And I couldn't, I was ostracized and I was completely spat on in the society. And so then they put me in prison for 60 days. And the sentencing transcript says, the judge said at the beginning, it's my understanding that Jenna Ryan is the least of all capital offenders. Okay. He said, do you have any objections, prosecutor? This prosecutor was really after me. She was after me hard. She wrote a 21-page sentencing memorandum about me for this 2 minutes and 8 seconds. It's crazy. Misdemeanor. And so the prosecutor was like, no, I don't have any objections. She was, you know, basically, so it's on record, least of all capital offenders, defendants. And then they proceeded for 1 hour during sentencing to discuss my remorse. And since I didn't have any remorse at the very end, the judge said, we are sentencing you to prison, not for anything that you have done and not for anything that you have said, but for whatever reason, there is a significant amount of media interest in you. And because of that, we want to show the world what, that we take these things seriously and it's a horrible, you know, da 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 da. So basically I was made the center of a big thing, like an actress, without signing any contracts. They made me the center of it at that moment. Now, I had to get out of the center as fast as possible. So some people may not even know who I am. But in the beginning, I was one of the first people. And so they're like, you know, you made your, he goes, you're sort of the face of it. La, la, la. And then he's like, you know, so I got sentenced for media interest. So I spent 60 days or 59 days total, one day in arraignment, one day, 59 days in prison, and it was horrible. And I'm selling a book now.
Well, that is one heck of a story. What was your life like before January 6th?
My life was peaceful. My life was beautiful. I was a successful real estate agent. I have been selling homes. I'm a beloved member of the community. I had a radio show for 3.5 years where I would just interview members of the community in Dallas, Fort Worth about real estate. I'm a giver. I'm honest. I am loving. And I also had a very large social structure network. You know, your net worth is your network. I had a really strong, solid network that I'd grown over the years just through being responsive to emails. Someone emails me, I email them back. I'm not a snob. I'm the opposite of what they made me out to be. I also have a coaching channel called Self Love You, where I would coach people from all over the world. So people would pay me money to just listen to them and have empathy for them. And I received calls from every race, not calls, we would do Zoom meetings, every race, every sexual orientation, every country. I mean, I'm talking, we're talking Middle East, we're talking China, no, not China, but Hong Kong, the Netherlands, Ireland, Europe, America, every state in America. These people would just, they loved me. I was a very, I love to help people with mental health and relationship issues because I've overcome so much in my life. So I had a lot going for me, and that was meaningful. That's how my life, that's how I got meaning in my life, was through my Self Love You channel. And I just did that part time while I sold real estate the other part of the time. I was a Trump supporter. And before that, I went to Bible school, you know, years ago. I went to Bible school and I graduated from Dallas Baptist University with a bachelor's degree in business management and Christian ministry. So I'm a former pastor and I've fallen away from that, but not anymore. Like after all this happened, I was like, okay, God, you got my attention. I'm back full speed. And so you know, I believe that this whole scenario has created a platform for me to do the will of God, which is, and the whole time, all these years, the Bible school and the coaching and the radio show, and I did some public speaking, that it was, and I did some shows, that was all preparing me for this mantle that I've been given through this very unfortunate situation. So I consider it to be, it's a mantle.
Well, I can certainly relate. I can feel the hand of God at work in this situation, that we all have been chosen and placed here for a reason that He knows much greater than all of us. And I am a firm believer that He will be given glory and honor through each and every one of us that stand in the face of adversity and saying that we will never bow to tyranny. And I pray and hope that we can have our nation restored back to her original glory because of the moral fortitude of the patriots in this nation. You know, just so you know, I never condone anybody that actually broke the law on January 6th. But if somebody broke a window or, you know, actually attacked a cop, then they should face justice. But fair, true, and blind justice, not, you know, the absolute destruction of somebody's life over political reasons.
And, you know,
yeah, you did not do anything other than go to a public forum that has been known as the People's House for centuries and showed support for your nation and then left. And they have completely eviscerated your life and everything that you've been working for. And, you know, it shows that we are on the right side of history because the enemy attacks us from all sides and with no good reason. And so it's patriots like yourself that I tip my hat and say thank you. Not only for having that fire within you to stand up and say, this is our country, but also for the grace in which you have handled it and being able to pick yourself back up out of this mess and stand up in the glory of God and to still push forward within your faith and to find that strength. So it's truly commendable.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And, you know, it is God. And the whole time it happened, I knew it was God. And I've already known that I knew that God had something that He was going to do with me. And I even prophesied this over my life, but I didn't know it was going to be that bad or anything like what it's turned out to be. But I knew that I was going to do something involved in, you know, what was coming. And so, but I'm just willing. I'm a willing tool, and God can use me as He wishes. I think that it's important to use wisdom for the sign of the times. You know, you want to use wisdom, especially, you know, our world changed on that day. It's not the same place it used to be. So my personal belief is to just use wisdom. I'm not even angry. You know, I mean, I'm a bit broken down. Like, I have a really, life is not easy. Like, my business was shattered. Everything was broken from me. And it's very difficult for me to file civil lawsuits and get attorneys because they don't like me, or they believe the hype, or it may destroy their business. You know, I've been really broken into smithereens, but I was prepared. God had me go through so many things in advance that were so hard, and I overcame them, that when this happened, I just kind of transmuted it, because I knew every time something happened, I was like, oh, I know why God, I mean, I said, oh my goodness, this means on the other side of this, I have an amazing blessing and a very strong mantle. If He's putting me in these very crushing, you know, they put silver in a fire to mold it and shape it or sharpen it. And so I knew through the whole thing, no matter how bad things have hurt or how difficult things have been, that God was using that this was for later. It was for what's coming after this, that He prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. And so I'm thinking these enemies are going to have to eat crow someday. They're not going to enjoy this. But then again, there's also the fact that we're not promised that we're going to not have suffering. And but we are promised that we can enter into his presence and we can have joy instead of mourning. And he turns beauty, he makes beauty from ashes. And that, you know, he is our portion, not the United States or not this or that. It's, you know, without God, we wouldn't even have a concept of freedom. So, you know, it's his will. And so, and he can, and we can take dominion. We can pray. We can come together. If we, I mean, God is teaching us all something, I think, through this is, you know, unity, prayer. One thing that's so important is that we love one another and really get down back to the basics of the Bible. Love one another, forgive one another, be patient with one another. Those kinds of things together is going to be what it's going to take for us to not win by might, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord, by his spirit to conquer those enemies that are coming after us. And we're in a battle of good and evil. And so that's just how I've been living it.
It is very well known that love wins. I mean, ultimately God wins. And that is something that myself, I'm banking on. It's going to be glorious. And it's going to be done in a way that the glory will go to only him. In this fight, I've been reminded constantly of the story from the book of Daniel of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
right,
where they were told to bow to the evil Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, no, we bow to only God. And then he threw them into a furnace and die.
Right.
But instead of those three burning alive in the fire, there was a fourth standing in there, and they came out unscathed, unsinged. It didn't even smell like the smoke of the flame. And that drove Nebuchadnezzar crazy. Long story short, he became a believer himself. And that's the tribulation that all of us are facing, is that we're going to be, we're being thrown into the fire, and it's up to us to stand. We don't have to fight. He fights for us. He goes before us in battle.
Amen.
We just have to stand in our faith and trust in him. And I have thanked him on a daily basis for the struggles that I've gone through in my case. Mm-hmm. And I've prayed with many other J6ers and their families, and prayed with them, thanking God for the struggle too, because it gives glory to him. It gives glory the hard times that we go through. It gives glory to the many blessings in which he gives us that we might take for granted. Our imperfection glorifies his perfection.
His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Amen.
And, you know, and so I cannot imagine. And then also, it's abusive. It's an abusive scenario, not only for those going through the abuse and going through that. It's very hard psychologically for me to watch it happen to someone else. And so it's this abuse by, you know, it's like a, I don't know, there's probably a psychological word for it, but it's very hard to watch someone else have to go through this. And it just really, it really hurts so many people. And, you know, I can't imagine what some of the people who are in much worse shape than me. I mean, I'm sure my heart breaks for them. And I just know that on the other side, we have victory in Jesus. There's something maybe perhaps God is waiting for us to do, or, you know, it's all his timing and his season, but it's almost like everything is just kind of cooking and he's just doing a new thing and we're a part of it. And this is our story. This is our testimony. So this is the test that we have to go through. And to see some of the patriots who, you know, I just know, of course, I just want to die. You know, there's been times where I just want to die. You know, it's like they've hurt me so badly. And, you know, so many people left and so many, you know, and it's just to keep going and to keep living and to keep fighting and to keep, what I mean by fight is not literal fight. I'm like very careful, and that's sad, but I have to be, because they used my words and they twisted my words and they juxtaposed this word with this word, And so now I have to, I'm very careful about what I say. And that's sad because it's really changing who we are. And one of the verses that, you know, when evil is in power, I think it's a proverb, when evil is in power, the people hide, you know, because I mean, we're not the first people to have to deal with tyranny. This has been going on forever, but we have been blessed with this beautiful America. We can't let it go. We can't just say, oh, okay, we'll, you know, we'll get the shot. We'll do this. We'll do whatever you say. Mask, you want me to wear a mask? Okay. You know, no, I don't care. I'm willing to die for my faith. I know that. And, you know, if they told me, we'll kill you if you do not vaccinate, I would say, bye. You know, that's no way. I'm not doing that because that's my conviction. I think what they've done is instead of killing, which is really bad, genocide or whatever, is there, it's a different form of genocide. Like 30 years in prison, what? That's North Koreanism. That's like something that's just like Otto Wambler. Like, that's not America.
They have weaponized our freedom against us. They use our freedom of speech to try to paint us as something that we're not. They use the convictions that we are raised with of patriotic fervor to make the public or make the rest of society think that we are a threat simply because we have the ability and the moral strength to say no. We do not comply. We will not consent. And now they label us as terrorists, insurrectionists, rioters, etc., etc. But we all know that, you know, that day was a setup. There's more and more evidence coming out that there were people infiltrated within the crowd to purposefully cause problems and to give them the news bites, the sound clips that they wanted to try to paint a certain type of picture. This is 1930s Berlin tactics. This is the same strategies that they have used to take down democracies and turn them into communist nations since time immemorial. But, you know, the enemy has but a short time, and that's why he attacks with such ferocity as he does. And it's people like yourself that are able to stay calm in the face of the attack, to take those slings and arrows and say, my God is a mighty God, and to accept what comes your way. And it's a beautiful thing, because that is what makes America great. You know, the men and women that are willing to just stand up in the face of tyranny and handle it with an honorable nobility that the enemy can never comprehend. And that's why it drives them crazy. One small example on my part is when I was arrested by the FBI counterterrorism SWAT team, flashbangs, rifles, the whole deal. I just immediately submitted because I'm not, you know, I'm staunchly nonviolent. But then I also thanked every one of them for their service, you know, yeah. And the FBI, they could not wrap their head around that. They were like, why would you thank them for their service? And I said, because they're Americans, they're just doing their job. Well, if you think that what they're doing is wrong, then why would you thank them? I said, because that's not for me to decide. You know, they're told that I'm probably the worst of the worst in their meetings. They don't know me from a hole in the ground. So they did their job. They were nice to me afterwards, very polite, very cordial. I got no ill will against any of them because they're all Americans. I mean, at the Capitol itself, I was chanting with the crowd, we back the blue. I was telling the Capitol Police that we were on their side and, you know, just asking them to stop harming unarmed Americans. You know, because I witnessed personally a lot of things that I would consider police brutality. But, you know, they're being influenced or misguided from things that we possibly can't even see. You know, we don't war against flesh and blood. We are at battle with principalities and powers that rule the darkness in high places. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. They're all just people. And it's a travesty as to what has been happening to citizens like yourself, myself, and many other January 6ers. And yeah, some of them have had it harder than what I've had to go through, or maybe what you've gone through. But that still does not diminish the walk that God has had you on. We all have our own specific lane that he gives us.
Right.
And everything that I've seen from what you're doing, you know, you've handled that with a great grace and honor that I think that God is smiling upon you and saying, well done, my faithful servant.
Aw, that's so sweet. That makes me cry. I don't feel that way. I feel like they've mocked me. They've spat on me. They've made me feel really bad. And so I don't feel like that, but I just know in my heart of hearts, that not everybody has the ability to speak out, and I have been prepared for this. And so I'm a speaker, and so I'm going to speak. And I think that I don't know what I'm going to say. That's not clear yet, but it's coming, it'll be right when the door opens, I'll be ready. But
they mocked him first. They scoffed at him first. They spat on him first. And so they hated him first. Then we knew that this is part of the quote unquote deal with him, is that our life might not be easy, but it will be fulfilling, and it will end for our good. Because like you said earlier, we have victory in Jesus. And that's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate plan. And we hope that our nation can be restored, humble ourselves and turn our eyes to him. And, he'll give us back the land that we actually consecrated to him at its conception. And so if not, and I hate to say it, because we have to recognize the times that we're in, and the very last chapter of a great book I would recommend everyone to read, the good book to be specific, it tells us that there are going to be hard times and tribulations, but Christ tells us that those who endure to the end shall be saved.
Yeah, and we're in the midst of that. We're in, but maybe we're not. Maybe God wants to save it. Maybe God's going to do something amazing. But I know he's going to do something amazing regardless. And so what I really feel in my spirit that's happening, is going to happen, is just really, where sin abounds, his grace abounds so much more. So if we've got the hounds of hell who have been opened up, was it Franklin Graham's that said that the other day, that just all of hell has just broken loose and come out? It's like dumped on our world. And so I see that this is a time, if I know God, and I do, that he is even stronger on the earth. But what I learned in my 60 days of prison is God taught me a lesson. He taught me that through scripture and things, he taught me that we the people have to partner with him, that we're the head and not the tail, we're above and not beneath, and the enemy is under our feet. But if we give way and we don't take our position and make claim on, take dominion over our space, spiritually speaking, if we don't, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And I'm not talking about physical violence. I'm talking about emotional, spiritual violence, where you begin to proclaim in Jesus' name. I don't know that we're there yet. I don't know the world can handle what I got to say, but it will be. The world will be ready for what's on the, for this to come out. Like, we're not, it's going to get to a point where God is it, and everybody's going to know it. And you're going to, in separating the wheat from the tares, you're either for him or against him. Choose this day with whom you will serve. And, people that are able to, they're able to tolerate the abuse and still have joy in their heart, because the joy of the Lord is my strength, and they can tolerate this. That's going to lead people to the Lord. That can lead the guards to the Lord. That can lead the government to the Lord. You can change Nebuchadnezzar, whatever you were talking about. They will change, and their hearts will be like, how can they handle this? Who is this God they're serving?
That's it. I mean, even Paul and Peter went to prison, so we're all in good company. I am curious. Everybody has a moment after their arrest. They fall into dismay and that helplessness of, oh no, what's next? What do I do? I'm assuming, I mean, I'm sure it's a safe assumption that you had those human moments of weakness and, you know, not knowing what was going to happen and what would come out of this. What was your turning point to come out of that, to find the resolve to push forward?
It was I would say there were 1,000 moments. It was a daily, it was horrific. It was, the process is the punishment. So not knowing if you're going to prison for 60 days or not knowing what they're going to, and then they change the goalpost, and then there's all these articles coming out about you and you're like, no, that's not who I am. And you have no way to combat it. And then you get out of prison and you're trying to sue these people for lying about you, and you can't even get representation because everybody thinks you're awful, and you're a beautiful person, and your reputation has been turned to absolute the worst you can imagine. And people that don't even return your calls, and you've lost your whole network, and you're kicked off your network, and that's what you did. And your mom dies, and you've got no one, and you're by yourself. And you're just like, oh my gosh, God, I still knew. I mean, of course I wanted to die. There were moments I just felt like dying, but I have God, and He lifted my head. You know, the Bible says the Lord is the lifter of your head, and He lifted my head. And I, you know, that's when you go to worship and begin to say, oh God, I can't do this anymore. And I still suffer every single day from what they did. It's really hard.
I can only imagine the pain and the turmoil that you had to have dealt with. I'm sure it was extremely tough. But the fact that you have that strength within you, that light within you, to still be able to stand, knowing that He is your rock, your fortress, and your deliverer, that says loads about who you are inside and the strength that He has given you. And so I certainly admire that, man. If you could give a message to any fellow J6ers that might be going through some of those types of moments, or are suffering the same types of persecution, prosecution, discrimination that you, myself, and others may have gone through, what would that message to them be?
My message would be that you can do this. You've got this, that you're prepared for this, and you can handle all of this. If you got it, that means you can handle it. And on the other side, there is great victory in Christ Jesus. And if you begin to feel low and sad, God is always there, and in His presence, there is fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. So, you know, if they want to try to make you sad, then you can always tap into the presence of God at any time, anywhere, and He will take you to places that are unbelievable. And I when I say that, it's real easy for me to say that right now because I'm free. But when I was in prison, it's a different story. Because, I mean, I wasn't just in prison. I was in quarantine in one room for 60 days. So it wasn't solitaire as bad as some people have. But it's hard to have joy. But, you know, beginning to read scriptures about the joy of the Lord. He gives you joy. It's like a spiritual experience. You can actually smile while people are hurting you because you know who wins. Our God wins. And at the end of the day, if you are in a bad situation, I just can't help but keep thinking, oh my goodness, this is our hero of tomorrow. This is our congressman of tomorrow. This is our politician. This is our leader of tomorrow. They may be in prison right now, but they are going to be mighty in some way when it's all said and done, whether it's on this side of heaven or over on the other side. You know, if you're called for this, I feel like it's a, you know, we have a certain attitude, we have a certain belief system, and we believed what they taught us in elementary school when we stood to say the Pledge of Allegiance. They taught us to be this way, and we're the ones who really, really took it to heart and have integrity and are willing to do things that might risk our own happiness or ease of life in order to stand up. So that's the best human there is. So there's no way that the best human there is going to end up where they have put us. We're not going to stay here. We're going to rise. And we're going to rise just like Jesus. He rose on the third day. It's the redemption story. And we're, you know, we're just following our God, and we're going through turmoil. And, you know, you can handle anything with God, not you by yourself. You can do it with God.
Amen to that one. So you mentioned your book. Give us an inside scoop and let my audience know where they can find it. And maybe a little insight as to what inspired all this.
So my book is called Storming the Capitol, and it's on Amazon. And it's only been now where you could actually say that without people or yourself feeling like you're going to just go hide under a bush. I still don't feel really comfortable just marketing it, because I also sell real estate, and I've found that I've been very, people love me in real estate. They're starting to now use me because of what happened, whereas before I was ostracized. So it's becoming much better, but it's still scary because you don't know. But the book is about my experience, and I did get a book at a book agent. We presented my book to all the big publishing houses, and nobody would take it. Nobody wanted my book. And I'm a writer. I'm a writer and a speaker. So I'm just walking in my calling. And so I just said, I'm in the middle of lawsuits, litigation, trying to battle these big tech, what they've done to me and things. And I just, you know, it's too hard. I can't handle it. So I just said, okay, here I go. I'm going to start doing my book. And so then I went on Amazon and I said, I want to write a book. And then they said, okay, when do you want to have it done? And I said, by this date. And they said, okay. And they started pre-selling it. So there's no help with it, because people are very, very strange when it comes to people like me. J6, we still have not integrated or saturated or made that transition in everybody's heart and mind, but we will, and we are. Because it's just such a hotbed of different things. So it's a book. It's a good book. I'm a writer, and I'm just giving my whole story. And I think that it will eventually be made into a movie. I really feel that in my spirit. And I don't know where it will be made, but it will be big, and it will be all over. It won't just be, you know, a little movie that somebody does. It's going to be something that people are really wanting. And it's just, I knew it while we were flying over in a private jet. I go, this is a movie, y'all. We had no plans except to go to a rally. It was like, oh, I just felt like it was a movie. All of us going on, you know, it was just a very strange feeling, but I knew it was. And so, and it just gives my story. And I think so many others could share their story in a similar way. And I encourage it. And now I'm being asked to speak at some pretty very honoring, just some really high places. And the door hasn't totally opened, but it's opening. And I think that I have a chance to help to kind of turn the tide of people's opinion of J6, help them to not be so scared of it, help them to be more accepting, help them to have, to help us. You know, we need to be treated extremely well after what we've gone through and are going through. And so I think I'm going to be one on the front lines of an example, or what do you say, you know, just like a leader in the movement of, this is what happened to J6, and we're sad and it hurts, and God's redeeming us all. And then, you know, I'm doing these interviews and they're asking me, have you spoken to her? Have you spoken? And I'm like, no, but I need to speak to people so that I can share, because that's what God's called me to do, like we're doing right now.
Well, one big battle that many of us have taken on is to try to help change the day, right? Change the mentality that people have about the day of January 6th, because it is not the mayhem that the mainstream, lamestream propaganda media has populated. Like, and all they do is repeat the same 8-10 videos over and over and over again. In all actuality, the majority of the people that were there were completely nonviolent. They didn't destroy anything. They went to their capital to give a voice to the representatives in hopes that the constitutional process would follow through the way it should. And they were set up and tricked. And now we're all being thrown into the lion's den. And you hit it right on the nose earlier when you said we were raised this way. We were raised to love our country, to revere and respect our founding fathers. But now we live in a time when the Constitution itself has a trigger warning on the National Archives website. Mm. And that is a sad turn of events. But, you know, our patriotism is still there because our flag is still there. And that is something that some people might not be able to understand, but eventually the narrative will change. And it's because of people like yourself out here expressing the truth of what it means and the truth of the day, and also the truth that you love your country unabashed, unapologetic, because we are a wonderful nation of beautiful people that are all God's creation. We don't have to agree, and that's one great thing about our country, is we have the freedom to not agree and still be civil with one another. Up until recently, most people didn't care what political affiliation your neighbor was. Now it's a hot button issue. So that can and will change because of folks like yourself putting it out there and you know, saying I love America with a big smile on your face and showing love and unity to every aspect of this country, even those that want to persecute us. And that takes a lot of internal strength. So I admire you for that, ma'am.
So sweet, I admire you for doing what you're doing. Here's the thing. If I have a message for just General J6, you guys, united we stand and divided we fall. We have a job. That job is to correct the narrative, but it's not our job. It's God's job. You know, I'm not saying force it, because God unfolds things and he opens doors. And when they open, this is not a forcing. This is not a desperation. This is a very relaxed and easy knowing that God is in control. And so what we have to do is understand that there's a place for every single person. Every single gift, your gift will make room for you. No one person is going to get more than you. You're every single person, if you have a willingness to serve and stand up and speak, you're going to get your chance. You will. That's all there is to it. But we have got to support one another, love one another, respect one another, honor one another, and encourage one another, and be there for each other, and really forgive. You know, if somebody in the movement ticked you off and offended you, or you don't think they did things right, then really, I feel a call to just really love one another, because together, you know, we can come together and we can, little by little, piece by piece, the truth is going to come out. And, you know, it's all going to come out, and then we're going to be, you know.
I agree 100%. And one thing that I promote on my platform here quite often is that united is what we need. Unity, love with one another, just as Americans all under the same banner of freedom. Doesn't matter if it's left, right, Republican, Democrat, all of that's irrelevant, because for years, the opposing side of the aisle, as you might put it, have been screaming about prison reform and justice reform, due process rights being taken away. And wow. Now we are being highlighted in that same scenario, decrying the same usurpation of our rights. And therefore, we, the left and the right, the up and the down, we can all unite under that one cause to help change some things that may be seen as flaws within the construct of our nation. Just as the same when the civil rights movement spoke up for human rights, we also are speaking up for our rights here in this nation. And back then, you know, the days of Martin Luther King, they were attacked and smeared and thrown into jail. And, you know, some of them were killed, their houses were burnt down, etc., because they were trying to destroy democracy. But now we look back on them with respect and reverence because they stood in the face of tyranny to change something that was wrong in our nation, that was not perceived as wrong. And now we are in that same Rubicon, that we can change something in our nation to bring it back to the people, to be fair. All Americans deserve due process. It doesn't matter who you voted for. We all deserve fairness and justice. And our justice system needs to be a service to the people. Otherwise, we are just slaves to a system. And that is what we are all peacefully trying to follow through by utilizing the constitutional process and using our voice. You know, freedom of speech, the peaceable assembly, the right to redress our grievances to the government are foundational. It's the First Amendment for a reason. Our founding fathers understood this. And that's one reason, in my opinion, that the powers that be want to try to silence us, because as the people, our voice is mighty, because we resound with the voice and the word of God. What we are speaking about, or what we are speaking for, is true to Him, His will, and His glory. Because Christ is the word of God. And if we are standing for truth, actual truth, then we are standing for Him. And that is how I know that the fight, quote unquote, obviously nobody condones violence, the ideological and vocal fight is to stand for truth, fairness, and unity with one another, because we are all American.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Satan is the father of lies. And we've been attacked by Satan, and we've been objectified. And what they've done is we have the internet that's proliferated this data, this information, and made brainwashing so much more easy than ever before. And they've used fake trolls and they've manufactured public opinion, and they've created a system in your head because, you know, social proof. They've created negative social proof instead of the truth. And so we need to create positive self, you know, and this is just, I'm a real solutions person. I think in solutions. So while we're talking, I'm thinking, you know, it's a smear campaign that happened to us, and that is still happening, that we have to, you know, and the truth comes out and God will bring it out. But just showing people in their humanity of who they are, you know, like, right now, it's like if you just have someone's name and you look them up on the internet, they look like a terrorist. And because they've got all the strongholds. And then the brain easily says, oh, well, I'm scared of that person. Because that's what our brain is, can't look up every single person. And so we really need to get the humanity of every person out there. Because if they control the narrative, then they control it. If they don't control the narrative, then we have our power back.
That's it. A great politician said back in the day that truth is the first casualty of war. And, you know, this is a war of information, a war for ideologies, the hearts and minds of society. And so we have a duty to keep truth alive. You know, if we let it die, if we lay down and accept defeat by accepting the lies, then we've already lost. But if we can keep truth alive, then we still have a leg in this ideological fight. And that is why it is so important for folks like yourself to do what you're doing, putting a book out there, being vocal, not being afraid to just stand up and say, my God is a mighty God. Here is the truth, like it or not. And, you know, like myself, having a platform to be able to share the stories directly from those that are in the middle of this, because majority of society, unfortunately, only gets one source of information. And we have been raised and cultivated over generations to trust that single source of information.
Right.
And that has been used against us. And so folks like, you know, the podcasters, the truth sayers, those that are online, showing the information raw, uninhibited, unedited, that this is what it is, and let people make decisions for themselves, that is vital in all of this. I know there's, you know, people that can affect change working in the background, but the front line is those that are standing as bastions of truth and offering information and asking their audience to come up with their own conclusions. Right. So it is truly invaluable what you're doing.
Oh, well, you too. I'm doing what I can because I have to sell my houses and it's hard. It's hard to make it after they crushed you to that extent. But I'm surviving, and every day it's a battle. You may see me smiling online, but you may see, maybe if you're my friend who I call and I'm like, I just had to crawl through a window with white pants on just now. Life is tough. And so it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but ultimately we can together come together as a people in the J6 movement. And we need to have, we need to have togetherness. I want togetherness and love and, strategy on how we can get information across. It's going to be beautiful I just know it's something beautiful is going to manifest out of all this darkness.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. The after party is going to be amazing.
Yes.
So where can my audience find you on social media?
I am on Twitter all the time at Dot Jenna. That's DotJenna. You can follow my blog. I don't have as much time as I will have in the future, but I will be every day. I was getting better. JennaRyan.com. I eventually want to just do nothing but speak and write full time, but I'm not there yet. I'm JennaRyan.com, Dot Jenna. And then you can buy my book. You can buy the pre-sale, support me. It's like $9.99 at the Amazon.com. And that'll be great. Go get it now.
Wonderful. And you said the title of your book is Storming the Capitol. That is a very bold title, and I commend you for that, because the other side wants to use that against us, and so you put it back in a way that can be a blessing. And so I certainly give you a hat tip there. So go check out her book, folks. Get it while it's hot, because once it hits the shelf, it will not be there long. They will be empty, and you'll be waiting for a second print. And nobody likes sloppy seconds. So make sure you get it while you can.
Yes, get it now.
Amen. Now, is there any other way that they can help you? I know you said you're deplatformed off of a lot of fundraising, but did you find another avenue?
I am on, I think it's the Jenna Ryan Legal Fund on GiveSendGo, but I just haven't been able to get any legs up on that. Like, it is, after PayPal canceled me publicly, they really screwed me over. And then also, it's so bizarre how all the liberal media had me morning, noon, and night as the headline, yet no conservative media, none, like except one, Greg Kelly with Newsmax. He talked to me, but everybody ignored me like the plague. And, I'm feeling it from both sides. And so, you can definitely go to, I think it's Jenna Ryan Legal Fund. And that's so that I can, like right now, I am dead in the water with my attorney quit. We are in the middle of litigation with PayPal, and PayPal is a $1 billion company and they're rough. And right now, I have to go hire another attorney and I have to have experts. And nobody knows this, but I've been fighting behind the scenes this whole time in court. And it's been really rough. And the cancel culture. And it's been rough, but now I'm out and I'm still doing my cases. God's going to bless me somehow in all of it. And that's what keeps me going, is I know my God is he's got something on the other side of this for me and for you, for everyone. I don't want to just focus on myself. I want to say we all have a blessing on the other side. You just have to walk through it and not be negative. And remember that don't get bitter. Don't get resentful. Yes, it hurts, but that just means there's more for you on the other side. Get happy, get joyful, get excited.
That is an amazing way to end the show. Is there anything else that you would like to share with my audience before we cut this out?
No, but I definitely want you to send me a copy so I can share with mine.
Oh, absolutely. You'll be the first one, and I will make sure that Everything is to your liking, because my platform is a spot for your voice. We try to share the voice of J6 and put those stories out there because truth is important. You can also, as my audience knows, check out everything that we've been doing on my website, which is sing4freedom.us. Sing4freedom.us is a central hub for those that want to help in any way that they possibly can for the fight for true freedom, true justice, and peacefully, with love and unity, stand on behalf of the Constitution in the face of tyranny. So I thank you very much, Miss Jenna Ryan, for sharing your time, sharing your story, as well as sharing a piece of your heart with myself, my audience, and the rest of America. I will make sure to put your links in the description box, and I will definitely grab a hold of a pre-sale copy of your book so that I can be first in line. And I might have to meet you one day so that I can get you to sign it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Absolutely. Thank you. You're doing a wonderful job. Keep up the good work. This was an amazing conversation.
Amazon, everybody buys things off of Amazon, and then they give their money to China, or they give money to leftist, communist, Marxist programs. They support what we despise. So vote with your dollar, folks. Stop going to Amazon. I know, there's nothing out there that is going to help America First, small businesses, especially those that are veteran-owned, and is a good enough competitor to Amazon to make it worth your time. You are wrong. MammothNation.com, frontline competitor to Amazon. Everything that they handle is strictly vetted to make sure those companies are America First. And they focus a lot on veteran-owned small businesses. You can get everything that your basket of deplorables may need to be filled with. Get whatever your patriotic heart desires. And they are offering a wonderful 30% discount. So you can help and vote with your dollar and get the things that you want, the things that you need, and tell Amazon where they can stick it. MammothNation.com. Get a 30% discount by using the promo code of FreedomJ6. That's Freedom, the letter J, the number 6. Tell them Pi sent you. MammothNation.com, promo code FreedomJ6. And start focusing on America First and telling China to get out of our pockets, and tell Amazon where they can go next. It is inspiring to hear an American that is standing in their resolve, standing in their convictions, standing in the gap for those that are being persecuted, all while standing in their faith. I'm a man of faith myself, as my audience, you, we, the people, know that it is God that wins. And I always enjoy speaking to somebody else as well grounded in their faith as our last guest. Take what she has to heart. Listen deeply within yourself to see how we all can truly restore our nation. It is up to each and every one of us to look deeply within ourselves and be the Americans that we want to pass down to the next generation. This persecution needs to stop. And it is up to us to say that enough is enough. It is up to us to use our voice. It is up to us to show the example to those around us how we can utilize the constitutional process, how we can utilize the power that God has given us to say we do not consent, to say, hey, this needs changed, to say we can do this together as one. The left is not our enemies. No one is, because we do not war against flesh and blood, but against the powers and principalities that want to enslave us. Keep an eye out for next episode. Please make sure you like, subscribe, share this, push the buttons, do the things, and check out our sponsors, because it helps keep this mission on point. I thank you all very much for listening. And please remember, it is up to us to be the people. Because the Brandon administration ain't got nothing on we the people, for we're Americans. And it's going to stay that way.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's
early? Hey. 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 Hey.